Blog Talk Radio.
But the point is that they need to mind their business. they got mental health issues, they don't lack control of their lives, they're criminals. I don't hang around those type of people. I mean, I own my home, and these individuals come over to my home to try to take advantage of me. And including, I mentioned it before, I don't want to keep mentioning this thing, the possibility of them looking inside my home with a device to peep into it, peeping into my bedroom, looking at me naked and stuff like that. I have to back that up with evidence. But I have told the police department and the court and everybody about this. It's how to do with someone who thinks they can take advantage of me. It's very sick. I mean, because they think I'm going to be leaving in a couple years. I don't really care. But the thing is the most important thing in this situation is they don't know how to mind their business. They disregard the laws. They're going to get put in jail, lawsuits. They're going to be put federal, state violations. They don't have no respect for boundaries. All they're thinking about is looking in my home or trespassing and doing illegal things, lying to people and so on. Now, a lot of this is as allegations because I heard them gossiping and they were driving around. I don't know why they would do this. I have told my real estate friend who helped me buy the home about this. I have to tell her again, and I have to tell the court, and so on, because I have to protect myself from ID theft. One individual is saying that I didn't own the property. Keeps saying it. Saying he's going, oh, we're going to go over to here to take advantage of Dove. That's why I don't hang around with negative people. There can't be no trespassing, but despite calls to the police, can't despite that, and there's no evidence. These people continue to come over to my home once in a while and make these allegations. I called the police not too long ago. I tried to get the restraining orders. But the most important thing is that I'm protecting myself from ID theft or any type of trespassing. And importantly, these people don't know how to mind their business. The law is going to catch up to them, you know. If I don't know how to mind my business, I know for sure that me personally, I would be put in jail eventually, locked up. It's illegal. Nobody in my condo is allowed to trespass. It doesn't matter how many times I make complaints or whatever. Even if there isn't evidence, the evidence they had was this gossiping and these people who have nothing better to do and have no but to try to come to me and see me as a victim. I cannot be victimized. But these people don't know how to mind their business. They don't know how to take care of themselves. They lack control of their lives. They also have mental health issues, as well as being a criminal. My suggestion to you all, please protect yourself from these type of individuals, antisocial people, or people who are up to no good. All right? That is the point I'm trying to make. Hang out with positive people. These individuals that I'm dealing with are very dangerous, and they should be apprehended eventually. That's all I have to say. Protect yourself. Be rational about it, and do what you need to do to make sure that you're not a victim of any ID theft. And stay away from people who don't mind their business, because those individuals commit crimes. They're negative. And it could be possibly dangerous. Thank you.